Welcome to the Checkmates Go podcast. Join your favorite checkpoint expert, Phone Boy, and his guests as they cover a range of cybersecurity topics to help you secure your everything. Be sure to subscribe and share, and don't forget to rate and review us. And now, here's Phone Boy.
Hello, and welcome to Season 6, Episode 2 of the Checkmates Go Cybersecurity Podcast. Now, organizations deploy cybersecurity tools, presumably with the intent to prevent and remediate cyber threats, right? Well, what if the tools you deploy actually decrease your cybersecurity posture? Now, based on the number of high-profile vulnerabilities that are found in some vendor cybersecurity products, it makes me wonder, at least. What brought this into focus for me this week was an article that I will link in the show notes that talks about a given talk at Black Hat Asia discussing how a security researcher weaponized a certain vendor's endpoint security product to deploy a reverse shell and ransomware. The product in question is actually an XDR product, which stands for Extended Detection and Response. XDR solutions enable an organization to proactively protect itself against cyber threats by providing unified visibility across multiple attack vectors. Most organizations are struggling under a deluge of security data. While it is true that you can't secure what you can't see, being overwhelmed by too many low-quality security alerts has the same end result. And in many cases, security operations centers are missing ongoing attacks because the information that they need is buried under a massive number of false positive alerts. XDR solves this problem by providing unified and integrated data visibility and analytics across an organization's assets. Unification enables an organization's security team to see data collected by all security solutions from all platforms, including endpoints, mobile, cloud resources, network infrastructure, email, and so on, within a single dashboard. Integration enables analysts to take advantage of insights derived from aggregating event information from multiple different solutions into a single contextualized incident. By simplifying security down to a single platform and dashboard, XDR enables a security team to effectively secure an organization against cyber attacks. Additionally, XDR leverages automation to simplify analyst workflows, allow for rapid incident response, and decreased analyst workloads by eliminating simple or repetitive tasks. Now back to the Black Hat Asia briefing, where a researcher disclosed how he hacked a vendor's XDR product. Shouldn't a product that is designed to protect you from things like ransomware and installation of malicious software actually be secured against being hacked in this manner? Because of the nature of what certain security tools do, especially in the case of products that run on an end user's endpoint like an XDR solution, they need to be granted highly privileged access to the system. For instance, to perform real-time monitoring and threat detection across IT ecosystems, XDR demands the highest possible permissions and access to very sensitive information. And to boot, it can't easily be removed. Now, endpoint security solutions, be they XDR or otherwise, generally employ anti-tampering mechanisms to protect key files. In this particular case, the researcher was able to easily bypass these mechanisms. The vendor has since deployed fixes for all but one of the issues identified. Now, after discussions, the researcher and the vendor had agreed to that a fix wasn't necessary. Now, what was the issue, you ask? Sensitive security data left on the endpoint in clear text. The researcher and the vendor decided encrypting the data would not be much of a deterrent for attackers. The theory goes that the XDR solution will need to decrypt the file and read it into memory. Now, I'm not clear what security-sensitive information that is stored in these files actually is, but it seems to me you'd want to do everything within your power to protect such data, right? And while I know it's impossible to prevent all cyber attacks that can occur, you should take every reasonable measure to protect users and data. And for example, in the Checkpoint Endpoint Security VPN client, there's a file called track.config that contains sensitive enough data that it was decided it should not be stored in plain text. Having said that, there are situations where it's necessary to make this file clear text, and we provide a mechanism to do so for that purpose. And I'll provide a link to the relevant SK in the show notes. Now, the more steps it requires for an attacker to penetrate and spread through your environment, the longer it will take for them to do so. It also increases the chances that some other security control you've deployed will possibly detect or even prevent the attack from proceeding. And in closing, I'll say that it seems that some cybersecurity vendors take the security of their own products more seriously than others. We at Checkpoint do because, quite frankly, you deserve the best security. And I have a link in the show notes that actually demonstrates this. Meanwhile, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't suggest you check out Harmony Endpoint, which is a complete and consolidated endpoint security solution with advanced EPP, EDR, and XDR capabilities built to protect the remote workforce from today's complex threat landscape. It offers a single agent, flexible management, extensive OS support, and our threat intelligence available in ThreatCloud AI, which provides zero-day protection with more than 60 AI engines. If you want to learn more, reach out to your local Checkpoint office or reseller. We're also happy to answer your product-related questions on Checkmates. See you there.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Checkmates Go. Subscribe in your favorite podcast app, leave us a rating and review, and share with your colleagues on social media. And we'll see you next time.